so I don't forget. And then also that meeting summary is on. Okay. Cool. Yeah, the holidays get a little crowded.
Yeah.
Sometimes busy. So we actually have a quorum, so that's good. I think Craig should be joining. Yeah, thanks for looking into the
Property stuff,
yeah, the
yeah,
property stuff.
taxes. Yeah, I'm just wondering if we're going to have to go through escrow or anything to get the name change on all the properties and get all the stuff in order, you know, because we want to make sure we secure those. And because if they're in Phil's name or anything, you know, if once he leaves, this can be hard to get him to probably cooperate, get everything switched over.
No, good.
Right now, we have a little bit of pressure, you know, with commercial properties he's selling and all that stuff, you know, to get it all done.
No, indeed. Yeah, we got to get it all done. So.
Yeah, because Rick was saying, you know, maybe it should have been done a year or two ago when he looked at it. He's like looking into it. He's like, yeah, this probably should have been done already. So he goes, okay, let me work on this. So. He's a
Good. Well,
good
you
guy,
know, that's why it's nice to have other board members that you see things that I guess we've thought about, but we just haven't taken on. So it's really helpful.
though. Yeah, because we don't want to get a surprise that, you know, hey, taxes weren't paid on this lot. We have a lien on it. There's all this stuff, you know. We don't want to be going through that, you know. We already have problems with our water rights. We don't want to do it with the properties.
No, we do not. All right, let me find out where the heck Craig is. Just gave him the. Hey, Craig, are you on there? Darn. My guys, done this before. There we go. All right, you there, Craig?
Can you hear me?
Yep, got you. Okay. So we have a quorum. So let's get you guys ready to just rock and roll.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So the agenda number one, call to order. So I'll call the meeting to order at 7:02, and present is Jim Kopp and Craig Simpson and Eric Lindscheid. And then that's the roll call quorum number two. Number three is approval of the December 18th minutes, and I just put them out, I think, recently, so I don't know if you guys have looked at them, or if you want to make a motion to approve them or not.
I'll make a motion to approve the December 18th mission
Okay,
minutes.
and a second.
I second it.
Okay, and then actually, if somebody wants to take notes or be the secretary or the clerk, we can. Well, we have to have minutes. So,
We're
sorry,
recording
Jim.
this, right?
Yeah, I'm recording it, and then also I think I have it on the AI, so they have a synopsis too. Okay.
That's good.
Okay. So number four, board presents resolution approving water meter rates. So there's nobody else on here, but let me go ahead and we're on number four. And has everyone had a chance to look at it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So technically, you guys can help me out. I mean, I've always read them before because if there were people on the meeting, but if the board has looked at them and read them, it would save us a lot of time in the meeting to not have to read the whole thing. What is the board's consensus? What would you like to do?
Did we make all the changes that we had?
Well, then let's go through that. Yes, I believe
Yes.
so, but let's,
Okay.
you want me to just run through this then?
Yeah.
That way, at least on record,
Yeah,
okay.
that's fine. I think I've kind of looked at the baseline is 4,000 gallons right now instead of
Yes.
3,000.
Yes. Okay. So here we go. The Wilson Arch Water and Sewer Special Service District Resolution approving water meter usage rates resolution 012.2026. So whereas the WAWSSD recognizes the need to modify utility user fees from time to time in order to cover the cost of the operation and maintenance of the utility systems and other expenses related to providing utility services, including debt service payments and replacement funds to provide for replacement of facilities and equipment as necessary. And whereas the WAWSSD has reviewed existing rate schedules for drinking water and has determined that changes in the drinking water rate schedules are necessary, whereas Utah State Code Section 10-3-22 four requires the water rates be established by ordinance, whereas in the Wilson Arch Water and Sewer Special Service District Culinary Water System Master Plan, Sunrise Engineering 2022, by the State of Utah rules governing public drinking water system state that a community should have an adequate water source capacity to supply a peak demand 800 gallons per day per ERC for indoor use. Section 4.2, page 9. And whereas the projected required source capacity for the full build out of Wilson Arch community with 51 residential ERCs and 63 commercial ERCs results in an estimated projected source capacity deficit from the three well pumps of 20 minus 25.83 gallons per minute. That's in section 4.3, page 10. In order to mitigate this deficit, there will be an increase in tiered fees to encourage water usage awareness and water conservation. Whereas the water meter usage rate resolution is available to the public per Utah Code 11-36A-502 and a public hearing to hear public comment on the resolution was held on January 6th, 2026 at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Now, therefore, be it resolved as follows. That the water meter usage rates imposed is based on the Rural Water Association of Utah is provided in Appendix A. Service rates and connection fees, the rates, penalty fee for delinquency and payment, connection fee, reservoir fee,
Somebody's playing with my
inspection
hat.
fee, and other changes incidental to connection and services from the WAWSSD water system shall be fixed from time to time by resolution or ordinance enacted by the WAWSSD. As D pursuant to state code, the WAWSSSD may from time to time promulgate rules for levying, billing, guaranteeing, and collecting charges for water services and all other rules necessary for the management and control of the water system. Rates for services furnished shall be uniform with respect to each class or classes of services established, or that may therefore be established hereafter be established. B special rates, the WAWSSSD. SD may from time to time fix by agreement or resolution special rates and conditions for users making use of the water system under exceptional circumstances upon such terms and conditions as they may deem proper. C. Complaints, corrections, indigence. The WAWSSSD is hereby constituted a board of equalization of water rates to hear complaints and make corrections of any assessments deemed to be illegal, unequal, or unjust. They may, if they see fit, rebate all or any part of the water bill of any indigent person. D. Water use rates. The following rates and fees are imposed on the use of culinary water within the WAWSSSD. 1. Application fee 25 as per policies and procedures. 10.2025, WAWSSD, page 36. Number two is an inspection fee included in the connection fee resolution 010 dash dot 2022 2025. Three, connected services. There shall be a monthly base charge plus a volume charge based on water and according to schedule in Appendix A below. Four, unconnected and reserve connections. There should be a monthly base charge according to WAWSSD standby fee resolution 001.2022. Five, construction water. Water usage during the construction of any building, excavation, or grading shall be billed a monthly base charge plus a volume charge based on water use in the highest applicable user rate in Schedule A below. Construction water usage that puts the Wilson Arch community at risk of fire flow use or community daily use will be prohibited. Construction water is any water used prior to issuance of a certificate of occupancy and zoning compliance. Construction water will be provided via a hydrant meter per section 8-1-12. Number six, hydrant meter rental, 2000 refundable deposit. Number seven, any commercial fire suppression must meet the San Juan County Wilson Arch deed restriction on commercial lots recorded 032921 one. And that is the resolution. So I'm going to come back to, I'm going to share the agenda. So that was number four. The board presents, and number five is a public hearing. So at this time, it is 6:10 p.m., and I'll open the public hearing. Any comments from the community?
Would that be from us too, or?
No, that's actually from the community because you're going to have a in part four, six, that's administrative board discussion of public comments or
Okay.
our comments.
Got it.
All right. So seeing none, I will close the public hearing at 6:11 p.m. So that's number B right here. And so we're on to number six, which is administrative board discussion of public comments or as a board. So I'll open that at that's at 6:11 too. So discussion, board discussion.
Yeah, my only question would be, is that the meter to go on to the fire hydrant or whatever, so it's $2,000 deposit. Are we supplying the meter and they give us a deposit, or is it, how's
We
that
have
working?
we will supply the meter.
So there's no monthly rate for using the meter. It's just a $2,000 deposit. And then when they return it in good shape, then we give them the 2,000 back.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the only other thing that I'll say is or add to the this is that anything beyond what's identified in the resolution will be put in will serve letters for those commercial lots.
Okay. So I brought the resolution back up, and then Craig, earlier you had asked, have we made the changes? And so as the comments came in from you and Jim, I changed them. And so that's the discussion is did the changes get made that you guys wanted?
Yeah, when you read it, they were in there.
Okay.
Least the ones I addressed.
Okay. And then,
Yes. Yes.
yep. And so, right. And then somebody else, yeah, so the 4,000 is your base now. That's at 116.62. And then it just goes up to 610 and then up. So on this, I put in 2025 so that the community could see a comparison between the 2025 rates and the 2026. So in essence, my comment is that as a board, we've done our best to keep this as low as possible and from excessive inflation. And so this 2026 residential rate is a 2% increase, as it says up here.
Right.
And
Yeah,
that's it.
that's fair.
Yep. And then the commercial lots, I'm trying to think if I put it in here. I think I did. Commercial, it's right down here. Commercial rate is based on nightly rentals ERC multiplier of 1.2. So that if any commercial property comes in here, they understand that we don't make this stuff up. We got this from Sunrise Engineering, and nightly rentals use more water, and so they have a higher ERC rate than a normal residential house. And okay. Are
Now,
there
if they
any other?
did do nightly rental, would it be like if they did it monthly or weekly, is it any different, or is it just anything less than 30 day?
They're gonna get a bill for the month. So whatever they use in that month, doesn't matter who's living in that house or who's renting the house, whatever the meter reading is, it's going to the property owner. Whoever owns the house and rents it out is getting the bill for the entire month.
But let's say if they own it and then they don't rent it out, could they apply for a just a residential
Yes.
rate or?
No, they
Yeah,
should apply
that
for a
would
res
that
yes.
yeah, that'll be a decision the board has to make.
Yes.
Well, we'd have to
But
vote
that,
on that.
we're a fair
Everything will be
board.
yeah, any of that is it's got to be fair, but we have to vote on it, and it has to be done on a case by case.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. So are there any other discussion items on the resolution?
Nope, I don't have anything additional.
Okay. Jim?
No,
All right.
it's
So then
clear.
we are on to 6A, excuse me, 6B, call for action. So I just need a vote for, and actually we should read it off as it is, a motion to approve. And you can just read this up.
I make a motion to approve the resolution approving water meter usage. Resolution number 012-2026.
All right, is there a second?
I second it.
Okay, and all in favor, aye. So that passes.
Right.
And that is that. So back to the agenda. The only other, I'll go back to the agenda. So did I do that?
Yeah, any additional comments? I think that's your next line item.
Oh man,
Oh man,
I have trouble organizing this. All right, so call for any board comments. Actually, we can adjourn, and then, but I actually before we adjourn, I do have one quick thing to share. Is that technically we are supposed to have a calendar, and I sent this out maybe a month ago, but I'll share it right now with you just so you guys can see. And at this point, we can change it if people would like, but I think it's the third Thursday of every month is what I shot for. January 6th is an exception because we had to get this passed, but
Yep.
otherwise there's the calendar, and then
Yeah,
we
the
can
only
change the
thing.
calendar whenever we want.
Yeah, the only. I'll probably be out of town February 26th, but I can zoom in over the phone.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I think pretty much everything else I is good. I'll be around.
Okay, sounds great. Then that's it. So I guess we can have a motion to adjourn and we're done.
All right, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
All right, and I'll second that. And so we're done at 6:17.
Sounds good.
Too good, everyone. Thank you. And do you know, is Doug, who signs this? Is Doug still, has he sold
I'd
his
have.
house yet?
I don't think he has.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
Okay. So I'll have Doug sign this and then away we go. Okay. Thanks, gentlemen. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Oh, think that'll be
All
it.
right. Okay.
Yeah. All
Awesome.
right.
Yep. Have a good night.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. You
Bye.
too. See ya.
Hey Siri, call Mary. Minutes, baby. Yeah, and I did it off my phone. She wouldn't let me come in. Or she wouldn't let me do it. So that's all good. But yeah, it's awesome. So I'm coming home. No, I hotspotted my phone. I couldn't get Essentia. No. No, it never should.
And you're parked right next to it.
Yep.
Is that interesting?
Yep. Well, hey, I'm going to the Buffalo House to get a bump. I'll be home, before midnight.
Sounds good.
Bye.